Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 565 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a special spotlight episode on a new digital comic platform called Isneo. I got a chance to sit down with a couple of the people from the company at the recent New York Comic Con to talk about it. What's really cool about it is it's available on Nintendo Switch as well as lots of other platforms. So what that means is you can take your Nintendo Switch controller, you can, you know, it's portable, you can take it everywhere you go, you can read it on there, you can check it out on your tablet, your laptop, your desktop. So it's really cross-platform, and it gives you a lot of different options of reading it. But what's cool is, so, you know, if you use Comixology or whatever, you know, oftentimes that's on your tablet, that's on your phone, that's on your desktop as well, but you can't really read it on your TV, like on your giant 60-inch TV, but your Nintendo Switch, if it's connected to that TV, you easily can do that as well. And the other thing that's great about it is it has a lot of foreign material. So if you're really into European comics or Asian comics, there's a lot of that content there as well. You can either subscribe and get a monthly subscription, which gives you a nearly unlimited amount of books, or you can just purchase book by book. And they're in the process of right now of signing up with a lot of other publishers. So there's a lot of this detail in the interview that you'll hear in the later part of the podcast. But I just wanted to say I was really impressed with what I saw. I like the fact that there was two different reading ways of reading the comics. You could either see full page or double page, or you could also do the guided view, which was panel by panel, which would really help on a smaller device like a phone or a tablet. So it seems like they're doing a lot of things correctly. They're billing themselves as the Netflix of comics, and being that they've been around in Europe for so long and they've been successful for so long, there's a lot of capital behind it. They have a lot of resources behind them, which makes me feel like this isn't going to be some flash in the pan kind of platform. And what's great is, you know, Comixology, they kind of launched their Comixology Unlimited, but it is still limited, right? You don't get access to everything. You're still, you know, purchasing comics day and date, you know, for $4. And Isneo really works out to a lot less than that. So go ahead and check it out if you want. I'll play the interview for you. There's also links in the show notes where you can go and visit the homepage, as well as check out a demo video of Isneo. So I think it's worth a look. It's not for everybody, but again, there are some of you listeners out there who might really, really enjoy it, especially if you're into the European type comics, where it's the big, you know, graphic phone book style comics that tell stories in big, huge chunks. There's a lot of that available on the platform. So I encourage you to go and check it out. So I hope you all enjoy the Isneo interview, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. Hello, everyone. This is Jace from the Comic Source Podcast, coming to you live once again, the floor of New York Comic Con. I'm here with Nicholas from Isneo, and I just got shown a new to the North American market digital comic delivery system that's going to be available on Nintendo Switch, among other devices. And what's really cool, it's shared among all your devices, right? Even your big 55-inch TV. So tell us a little bit about the decision to bring it to North America, Nicholas.
Yeah, hello, Paul. In fact, you know, we are a European app. I've been founding 8 years ago. And in fact, we offer graphic novels, manga, and comics through our app, Isneo, on iOS, Android, on web. And we decided to approach Nintendo to offer to the gamers through Nintendo Switch the possibility to read the comics, graphic novels, and manga through the Switch. So, I mean, it's very easy when you are on the Switch, you can easily download your app on Nintendo Switch, and you have two options: on a single purchase, on item by item, or a subscription offer that we launch in English content roughly in November.
And also a lot of European content, right? Is that something you're trying to introduce to the American market? Because I constantly fight this fight. Vince and I were talking about it. There are so many great comics, but in North America, it's not as, comics aren't as embraced by the general public as they are like in Europe. In Europe, everybody, it's sequential art, it's story, and everybody loves stories. But for some reason, in North America, it hasn't become as common as it is in Europe or Asia.
Yeah, that's why we decided to sign with US publishers. So we are here today in Comic-Con. We have a lot of meetings with them. We already signed with maybe Dynamite, IDW, Dark Horse, and many others are coming now because they are all excited to catch a new audience with the Switch. So you are right, we will find some European comics in English content, but also some local production from here in North America.
Well, what's cool is, so you may get some North American fans who, you know, they come for the Dark Horse content or the Dynamite content, but they can, you get the first 8 pages of each free, right? So then they're browsing the European comics and all of a sudden they discover a whole new world of rich story there, and also vice versa, right? Like the European audience can check out American comics as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the service is launched on a worldwide basis. So, I mean, if you live in Italy, in Spain, or in Germany, you will access, I mean, through the single purchase in 4 languages, 3 languages at this stage, sorry, English, French, and German. So you have access to English content everywhere in the world.
Yeah, the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
And there's a couple different modes within the app to actually how you consume it, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
The reading mode. I mean, yes, you can read panel by panel per panel. I mean, through the Switch, through his Neo. So we develop in internal this panel to panel, and the player also, because you have seen, I think, on the Switch, you scroll. In fact, you scroll in the player of the Switch.
Great.
So this is the difference between our player on his Neo app, or you read comics from right to left, or left to right for Japanese, for instance. And in the Switch, you will scroll.
Right, and that's really conducive when you're on a smaller screen on the go, like on your iPhone, for example.
Yeah.
Going by panel, is, you know, instead of having to, you know, pinch and move around or whatever, it's right there already set up for you. So really cool.
And also, we launched a new genre, and last January is a webtoon. So through his Neo, you have access to a webtoon selection in French and English, so we will improve also the genre to improve the content on the webtoon.
And the other thing about the files is they're very, the compression's done very carefully, so even when you, no matter what size you're looking at, it's always a high quality image, right?
I mean, we provide some high quality file in our app. So I mean, for this there is no problem, because if you want to zoom, we ask the publishers to deliver PDF HD or EPUB HD.
Great, thank you so much for your time, Nicholas.
Yeah.
It sounds excellent.
It was a pleasure, thank you.